I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Back to the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns, joined as always by Diggity Dan with the plan, who's the man. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, yeah? What are you calling in today for?
Just wanted to find out what the weather's supposed to be like tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Pretty clear, yeah. But Thursday we're expecting actually 3 to 6 inches.
All right. That's about average.
Just like, your mom. No, I don't know. I know her. That's not nice.
She's only 3 to 6 inches?
That's all she's expecting.
Oh, okay.
man. What's the new, dude? What's going on?
You know, the weather. Every day. Different. Sometimes the same. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
So, we had a conversation off air last week about little like brain chips and stuff like that with Elon Musk. Did you get one yet? Like, what's the deal? Are you on the list?
Oh, I got one.
You got a brain chip?
100% got a brain chip. It's Dorito flavored.
Is it Dorito branded?
No, it's not Dorito branded. It's actually,
which Dorito flavor? Is it nacho cheese?
It's the kettle cooked, but it's Dorito. It's a real weird combination, but it's delicious and it's up in my brain.
Kettle cooked Doritos. I imagine like maybe it could be good, like
the future's coming.
Like a real crispy Dorito, right?
You know what I want?
What do you want?
With chips. I want russet potato chips, but different flavors, like sour cream and onion russet potato chips, or like sour cream and cheddar russet potato, you know, like the dark russet potato chips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know you are a big fan of the russet potato.
I am, yes.
Yeah, that is strange that they just have those, right? There's not like, it's not like its own offshoot brand. Because that's a type of potato.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So why isn't there? It's just plain.
I don't know, dude. Who makes, is that Hers that makes the russet potato? Kettle cook.
I don't know if it's Hers.
Is it his? Oh, hey, what's up? Here we
there's
go.
There's a lot. There's like Cape Cod.
Cape Cod does it?
Cape Cod does it. They do some nice kettle cook, some nice, russet potato chips.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a snack question for you.
Okay. Hit me.
I saw this. Sal Volcano is talking about this with Louis Katz. Combos. How do you feel about them?
Combos. Okay. So I used to love, at one point, I loved them.
I think I remember you being really into them. Not really into them, but.
Yeah, which is why I understand why you're like, hey, Dan, have you eaten ass yet? But like, because combos are a weird, you find yourself just like licking the little holes a lot. If you don't just pop them in, you just sit there and like, I just want to try the cheese filling. But they give me real bad heartburn because like even the regular, like the pizza, the ones, I only like one flavor. I think it's the just regular.
Just the cheese. OG?
Because the other ones are just like real weird. Like the pizza ones are just, it's like oregano and basil cheese and like a dusty pretzel.
Here, let me see if I can get up all the different flavors of combos right now. But here's my deal with them. So I'll eat them in a pinch, right?
Yeah.
But I don't really enjoy that cheese in there. You know?
It's like dusty, weird cheese.
Dusty yet moist.
Yeah, well, once you add your saliva, it's moist. But like, it is kind of moist. It's just weird.
Let me.
I don't know.
All right, let's see. I don't want.
It's like softened chalk.
So here, oh my god! All right, so I don't like it, and like the cheese is like, ugh, whatever. But then like I started to like the other flavors had always sounded pretty good to me, right? Okay. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll give them a chance, and it still never really lives up to like, you know, what I want. So here is a list. I wish it would give it in a different order, but I'm at taquitos.net. Serious about snacks. Is this snack reviews? So we got Combo's 7-layer dip tortilla.
Okay.
I mean, sounds interesting. That's like a lot of flavors to pack into one little pretzel, right?
If they do it right. See, that's the problem with the thing. They kind of outshoot themselves, and then it just half the stuff, like some of those chip flavors, you know, they do are just, they taste exactly like another chip. Doesn't really taste like anything different because they're going too far that they end up back around at another flavor.
True. I definitely agree there. Buffalo blue cheese pretzel, which you would think is like right up my alley, right?
Have you had it?
I tried that one, and it is, I mean, it's not disappointing because the expectations weren't really that high, but like, it's not good.
No.
Let's see.
Okay.
This one's a new one, it says. I don't know how new it is. I don't know how up to date this website is.
Neither do I.
Well, it says 2021.
That's new.
That's pretty new. Combo's cheddar cheese bacon baked pretzel. Interesting. And then there's cheddar cheese cracker. It must be just a cracker they make. Who knows? And then cheddar cheese pretzel. That's the original. That's got to be original, right? Yeah, that's the OG. And then we got cheeseburger cracker. Now, how is that going to be different than like a regular one, do you think?
Because there's actual meat in there.
Medium
rare.
From the pack. So the smell, for some reason it has, okay, taste test. Like all combos, these tube-shaped snacks have a crunchy outside cheese flavor filling. Instead of being enclosed within a hollow pretzel, this variety kernel has a cracker-like outer covering. So not a pretzel. So they're doing cracker versions? That might almost be better. I don't know.
Right? Wait, they're doing cracker versions now?
Yeah, it looks like it. I don't know where people are buying these, but wow, this website's been doing this shit for 20 years. I just saw at the top, 2000, from 2000, celebrating 20 years. Taquitos.net, shout out to them. They're not a sponsor. So,
unless they want to be.
Yeah. The cheese on the inside has a pickle and mustard tang. I don't know about that one.
For which one?
The cheeseburger one.
Pickle and mustard tang?
So like you're eating a cheeseburger and they say no burger taste and then it smells like pickles. After that, you got the honey sriracha baked pretzel. Jalapeno cheddar, which is probably fine, right?
Probably.
So this one says tortilla.
They all sound like heartburn to me.
This version doesn't seem... So they have like a corn base, like a tortilla version.
I'm waiting for you to say just pretzel filling.
Yeah, pretzel. But then they have
just a pretzel.
Have you tried the sweet and salty ones?
Have I tried the sweet and salty ones?
They have a caramel cream.
Not a pretzel.
Well, actually, it's the apostrophe over the E. A caramel creme pretzel, a chocolate fudge pretzel, and a vanilla frosting pretzel.
Going into desserts now.
Yeah, I've seen these. I've seen this as like Wawa, you know, but I never, obviously, I'm not grabbing them.
Yeah, but. I mean, I think every time I get a bag of, because I've gotten them, but mainly it's just the original. I never finish them. Because I'll eat a few and I'm like, okay, they're good. But then you start eating more and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what this is.
I think that might be the only reason I've ever had them is because I've been with you and you've been like, you want one because you're not finishing them.
Yeah. Because there's like, always, it's a big bag and you don't, I just want a couple of them because they're so, you're right. It's like moist cheese and you're like, okay, that's fine.
It's like wet sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wet sand cheese.
It is.
It's
pretty accurate.
But it is one of those rare snacks that it's like a lot in the bag.
Yeah.
You know?
There is a lot of snacks that don't give you enough in the bag. And they are one of the snacks that give you a good amount.
Good amount.
But they only come in like one size bag, and it's that bigger bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least it's the only bags I've seen at like Wawa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even that is more than enough. Another one is like, and now this is like a pretty classic top tier snack. It's the honey barbecue twist Fritos.
Oh, well, they
come with a ton in that bag.
They are always filled up to the top. Like that is one of the, and they are always I'm not going to finish these in one sitting. Like a 99 cent bag is two, if not three, you know, depending on, cause I get like those ones. I can't eat too many of them, but you crave them for like the, when you're eating them, you're like, oh my God, I got to keep eating these.
The first half of the bag maybe. And okay. But that, it almost speaks to the, you know, the strength of that product pound for pound. It's a value play, man. It's like, it's hitting you with the quality and quantity. Like, and you know, obviously it's not going to be that expensive. It's the same price as a regular bag of chips. So it's like mostly air, you know, but
yeah. Well, what do you think is the worst for like just air? What chip brand? Lay's is pretty bad. Those like little bags.
Oh yeah.
Lay's original potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten some of those like little bags. And there's literally like four potato chips in the bag.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And I'll be honest, since the dawn of kettle cooked chips, I don't think there's any need for going back to the old, you know? I think.
Well, I don't even understand it. I don't know if kettle cooked is just them being like, yeah, it's just a big fryer.
Yeah, it's just like we crispier.
Remember when it was baked and baked didn't really work? People were like, yeah, they're healthier, but they're not as good. And then they're like, well, what about kettle cooked?
What if we make them more unhealthy?
Kettle sounds healthy.
But like, they're so much better, right? Like the crunch.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yes, I love them.
So like Lay's, I never feel that good after eating a bag of Lay's. They're very greasy. And,
yeah, my hands are always like, I can't touch anything. Because mm-hmm. like, you grab the steering wheel, you're like, yeah, that's gross. I'm going to try and be turning. My hand's going to slip off the wheel.
Well, you know how their slogan is like, you can't just eat one? It should have been, you can't just eat one, but you wish you did. You know, it's like, it's so gross. I mean, like, yeah. it tastes good, right?
Yeah, but I like the taste. That's the thing. I also don't like the shape. They're so flat. Their chips are so, I don't know why, the shape. And the crunch of kettle cooked is so much better.
Uh-huh.
They're just, you get these chips, it's like a little thin piece of paper that's just rigid and hunk.
Yeah, man. I mean, but like, let's be honest, with the taste of the regular Lay's is, I think, just salt.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we're like really tasting anything else. Salt and grease.
It's just like a French fry.
Mm-hmm.
Just a really thin French fry. They were like, how can we thin these french fries out?
How can we like take everything good about french fries and just boil it down to two flavors?
You know what I saw, speaking of potato chips? I saw a video, it was a TikTok, of a girl taking a bag of Lay's potato chips, boiling them, turning them into mashed potatoes.
I saw that too. That was so gross, man. I'm not into that.
I don't know. If you know, times are tough later in life. I'm saying apocalypse. I'm not saying like just regular life.
I mean, TikTok is getting a little too far. I saw some TikTok hoe she dumped a whole bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and she boiled them down and then mixed in the crab macaroni and cheese powder. and then put that in with the noodles. Which is, to be honest, I would have a bite and I might enjoy the bite. You are eating a whole bag of hot Cheetos and a whole package of mac and cheese at the same time. That's pretty intense.
I'm not a hot Cheetos guy. I am a jalapeno Cheetos guy, but I'm not a flaming jalapeno Cheetos are honestly some of the most addicting things. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. And I'm not a huge, like, I like jalapeno. I like jalapeno chips sometimes, but I can't do them too much. But jalapeno Cheetos.
Yeah, jalapeno cheddar, right?
Like, I can't, it's more so than the barbecue twists. Like, I'll eat a giant bag of them.
Oh, yeah.
If they're near me.
Won't even blink an eye.
You know, the flavor goes away and you're like, I want that flavor again. And you just grab like a handful and you're just like, this is so good. To the point where you're just sick. I will get a giant bag of those.
Yeah, and they come in the big ass bags. And they used to be like a rare, like a mythic rare.
Now they're popping up everywhere.
Pretty common. They got rare shifted. But like I remember and that almost fed into how good they were at first, right? Because like I would go down to the Stockton Deli and they would have them, and then I'd buy them, and the next time I was in there, they wouldn't have them. Like, oh my God, I wish. And like all of a sudden, all the other chips seemed normal, right?
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, you know? It's not the jalapeno cheddar Cheetos, but I digress.
It's such a, when you, it's like, that was like when I got gummy frogs. I remember when I would go to like candy stores, I would specifically look for gummy frog because it was such a different flavor. It was like the apple rings, but without that like sugary coating.
The
gummy frog
sour kind of coating.
And I would always crave that once you go in, and I would find gummy frogs, but they wouldn't be the same flavor as like it was the Haribo gummy frogs.
Mm-hmm. And now they're at Five Below 24/7.
Now they're everywhere. Now I can't even eat them because I everyone gets them for me so much. Like every Christmas, yeah. I eat them to the point where like A, probably diabetes, and B, like foam. If you eat so many gummies, it just in your stomach, it just turns to like sugary foam. It comes back up. It's the most disgusting thing. Because people just, you know, I every Christmas I'd be like, yeah, just give me gummy frogs, and everyone would get me gummy frogs.
And Nerf guns. It was the holy combo. Not to be confused with the pretzel and cheese, but my lady got me a big old fucking 1 pound gummy for Valentine's Day of a T-Rex. I'm a little afraid to, you know, dig into it, because like I like gummies, but they do make you feel really full. So,
dude, they make me feel sick now. Like I can't. I have to pace myself. I have to I used to be able to devour bags. Now I have two, and I feel. I don't know. Times are changing.
Yeah, we're getting older. I mean, I feel that way about a lot of sweets. I can't really do a whole lot of them. The only exception really being is Mounds for me, because I could probably pound a whole bag of Mounds if I sat there, because like every time I've started I stop, I'm like, I wish I didn't, you know?
Mounds is a equivalent to jalapeno cheddar Cheetos
for you.
Chocolates.
Yeah.
It's just a thing you can just, I got this Christmas, I got like three bags because I found out a lot of people around me, Rachel, her mom, they all love Mounds. So I was like,
just
I'll
the
get
best
it.
Candy, man.
I got a bag.
Mm-hmm.
I got three bags and I ate a bag.
You ate a bag of Mounds?
Oh, 100%. Like, not in one sitting.
Yeah, but you ate them. But do you like Mounds?
Dude, yes. Oh. I think didn't we talk about our top candy? Mound was in my.
Yeah. I mean, did you put Almond Joy in there or just Mound?
I put
Mound?
Almond Joy, but I got bags of Almond Joy too because my dad likes Almond Joy, and I was eating them. And I'm gonna be honest. I think in my original candy thing, I said Almond Joy over Mound. Mm-hmm. I'm wrong.
The dark chocolate is the game changer.
You don't need the almond. The dark chocolate. You don't need the crunch. And it's just, they're just so. You just pop them in. You just pop them in. And they're just like, oh my God, that's delicious. I could go for another one.
I'm thinking about grabbing one after this podcast, to be honest with you.
But it's dangerous. This Christmas, more than any other Christmas, I don't know if it's subliminal Mounds marketing through suggestion by friends, but I ate so many and I gave them to you. I gave them to Rachel, her mom, my dad, my mom. I gave everybody Mounds. Almond Joy. I sprinkled Almond Joy.
It's an underrated candy bar for sure. But I get if you don't like coconut, but yeah, I don't know.
That's kind of.
But how was your Valentine's Day?
My Valentine's Day was, it was good. I worked until 3. Mm-hmm. Worked at the liquor store until 3. And then I went and saw actually what's going to be my rec room.
All right. Yeah, then save it. You went to go see a movie.
And we went with Rachel and her son. We got some popcorn. It was in Chamonix, the AMC, actually. To the moon!
To the moon, yeah, not so much anymore.
No, yeah. But, yeah, we went to the AMC, and then we were going to do a diner, but her parents didn't want us to go to a diner just because... COVID stuff. We had masks on the entire time when we went to the movies, and there was only 3 other people in the entire thing. They weren't near us, but I understand. So we went back and we just ordered some pizza, exchanged gifts.
Nice.
And I played with the VR and we played some old school Plants vs. Zombies.
Ooh, I love that game.
Like there's one where it's kind of like, it's online and you run around and you can be like the plants or the zombies and you got to get a taco and I'm not kidding. The zombies have to steal the taco and bring it back to their spaceship and the plants have to, it's like capture the flag, but
really cool.
It was fun. And it's online. You're playing against a bunch of other people.
Nice.
So we played that for a bit and that was, it was a good day. How was your Valentine's Day?
Mine was good. Took the lady out and went to the local joint. She had a New York strip and I got this little lobster parpadelle. Huge chunks of lobster in there, man.
Parpadelle?
Yeah, like a flat noodle or pasta in like a creamy tomato sauce with peas, and
delicious.
It's like no joke, like huge chunks of lobster. It was insane. And her steak came with a crab mashed potatoes, which had like chunks of crab in it. Just came with it, like it was like, oh, this is like a normal side for us.
You didn't even ask.
Didn't even ask. It was like, oh yeah, this comes with crab mashed potatoes. All right. I mean, that's pretty
nice
awesome.
Side. That's a nice side that comes with a.
I've never had crab mashed potatoes. I think it should be a common thing. After
at schools,
at lunches. Schools, school lunches, and
they got crab mashed potatoes again.
Yeah, under my administration as president, I will mandate that all schools do crab, but it's got to be the fake crab because we're big fake crab guys.
We are big fake crowd. You know me.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I mean, I like it all. I like it all. She got me some cannolis, too.
Ooh, cannolis. Good.
We got the local cheese shop here, and they did cannoli creams, and they sold some cannolis out that weekend. And they were pretty fucking awesome. Some story in my head. I was just like, Valentine's Day got me thinking about my Valentines of my past and how they've been, if there were any notable ones. And I was thinking of the first one that I ever was like into girls, you know?
Yeah.
It was last year. No, it was I think 7th grade, right? No, 8th grade. It was 8th grade. And I was into girls before that, but this is the first time I ever did something for a specific girl. And there was this girl, I was in Catholic school or whatever. I was a total idiot when it came to women, and probably still now, let's be honest. But I was like, you know, scrounging for something to give her. And I'm like looking around. It's like, oh, is there anything that I've gotten in the past that I never used that I can do? I didn't want to ask my mom to buy me something. Like, I was very secretive about it because I, you know, embarrassed.
Yeah, you got to keep that on the DL.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think I found like, I made like a card or whatever, and I found like a, you know, like a Hershey's chocolate lip gloss.
Yeah, right? You did.
Oh yeah. I was like, yeah, it's good for, kissing me or something. It was something stupid I was thinking. And I, you know, give it to this girl and she definitely didn't expect it or whatever. And I was like, eh, happy Valentine's Day. You know, she was, in the grade below me. You know, going after the young ones. You know, anyway, so like, I guess her mom knew my mom and I guess her mom told my mom. So of course I had to deal with that embarrassment. But the biggest embarrassing thing about it was, my mom was like, did you know that lip gloss was used?
Oh, you took it from your mom?
No, like, it was like, maybe I had used it like 2 years prior, didn't even remember.
You used it?
Maybe, I don't know, it was apparently used. I don't know who used it, maybe my sister did, but I gave this girl used chapstick. So, that was pretty embarrassing.
Did things work out?
We went on like one kind of a date and then, I haven't talked to her since. So, I'd say probably it's worked out for her, but,
she still carries that around, that chapstick.
That would be funny. That would be funny. And she shows up at my door one day and she's like, I've used it too now. Well, I was like, I don't even know if it was me who used it. So, you know, it could have been my sister. So I'll give her. Give you her address.
She probably listens to the pod, let's be honest.
I don't know. But yeah, you know, if she does, join the Patreon.
Yeah.
You know, you get a free
giving out used chapstick.
But other than that, I think the year after that, I was up in Jersey and I was dating Carrie, if you remember her. I think you do.
Oh yeah. I think I do.
Only for, it was not a long relationship. Now, that was like the pinnacle of me being pretty stupid.
Was the pinnacle of you being stupid?
I mean, in terms of like women, right? Like not really getting it. Like I hadn't really like really understood, picked up on hints and stuff like that. Like, so she was like, I think it was like a snow day. Or whatever. It like snowed the night before, so we got off from school. It was Valentine's Day, and she called me, and she was like, "Hey, do you want to come over for Valentine's Day? You know, it's a snow day. You know, whatever." And I was like, "Nah, I think I'm gonna just go sled with with my cousins." So, you know, I think I could have experienced a lot of different things prior to
young.
Me. Yeah, prior to me experiencing them in high school, but I was just such an idiot. And I think there was one date I remember. We went to the movies, which is funny enough. We went to the movies. We saw Ghost Rider with Nick Cage.
Ghost Rider. I like the second one better.
Yeah, second one was a lot better. The first one was sucked. But I went to see Ghost Rider, right? And, you know, we're making out. So I didn't even really watch the movie. I'm walking out of the theater and a couple of our buddies are walking in, Gabe, Hurley, Eric, and they're like, "Oh, hey, what'd you see?" And I'm like, "Oh, Ghost Rider." And they're like, "Is it good?" I'm like, "Dude, it's great." And I didn't even watch half of it. And then
it was a great movie.
And then they totally clowned on me after. But Anyway, we're on the way back from the movie, and she's like, you know, she had been talking to me about like how she, you know, practiced these certain kind of sexual acts before, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, it's crazy, you know, it's practice makes perfect or whatever. And you know, she's like, well, you want to come back to, you know, my house for a little bit before we take you home? And I'm like, no, I think I'm good. And you know why?
Because I went sledding.
Well, no, because I went to go hang out with you at teen night.
Oh yeah, teen night.
Teen night was a Friday night, and for those of you who don't know, teen night was a night in at a church.
Yeah.
That we didn't belong to that did like dodgeball. Like group,
but like you'd have to sit down in the middle of it, and you'd do like a 30-minute.
Kind of like sermon?
Sermon, yeah. The guy who ran it would just be like, yeah, you know, he just talked to everybody about finding Jesus, or somehow he'd tell a story, whatever. But it was just where you could go and play dodgeball, play basketball, play football. But the thing is, like, it always ended with shit because it was a bunch of teenager, mm-hmm. teenage boys, man.
Oh, yeah. Testosterone was, like, running hot.
Whenever we played dodgeball, people would cheat, or people would, like, there was only one guy watching, and if he's looking one way and someone gets hit and they'd be like, no, I didn't get hit. I'm like, you just got hit. No, I didn't get hit. So I remember
Carlos used to really,
yeah,
he would cheat all the time.
Well, I remember before it was called drop in, when I was in like sixth grade, mm-hmm. And I remember this kid Mike, who was in my grade,
mm-hmm.
He was making fun of Pat, and he threw it at Pat, then he was like making fun of me because I was like defending Pat. We were playing dodgeball, and then I just chucked it and nailed him right in the face. And he just bolted at me. And at that point, I was fast.
Yeah, and you're still fast. Come on, man.
Yeah, but I don't run that much in it. Like I can run. There's a risk, much more higher risk of me getting hurt. So I was running though. What made it worse was I was laughing because I knew he couldn't catch me, and he chased me like outside and down the block for a while. And
really, you guys went outside?
He chased me down the block. We used to hang out. He always wanted to play wrestling with like all of us, and then he would get hurt and start crying and then kick us out of his house. He'd always be like, let's wrestle, and because he watched wrestling, so he'd jump off the couch and like try and elbow someone, but it was like me, Will, and Pat, and then someone would get hurt, mm-hmm. but it was usually him, and he would always start screaming and kick us out of his house.
Dude, my scoutmaster used to always want to wrestle too. It was really annoying.
Scoutmasters, right?
Yeah, no. I remember Mike. I knew him, and I mean, I'm not surprised about any of this story.
You know.
Yeah.
I remember dropping. It was always something. I went there a bunch of times, and a bunch of times things. There's always some sort of thing happening.
Yeah, man. Those are the days, though. Those were the goddamn days. But let's get back to today. The present day. I just want to talk about some shit I saw out on the road this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to just touch on it briefly. It's going to be semi-political, right? So strap in. You know, my Twitter is twitter.com/TommyJohns if you want to get mad at me. Drove by this house and it said, and this is kind of to me what is completely, I mean, which what is wrong with this country, or at least the psyche of this country, is somebody had this big old, huge sign. They definitely paid for this sign, and it was nice. It was a nice looking sign, and it said America, love it or leave it, which is like, you know, it's like kind of like brainwashy propaganda-y, you know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of thought process is, I mean, it sounds it sounds a little fascist to me. I don't know about you.
Sounds a little ultimatum-y.
Yeah, yeah.
You either love it or you go.
Yeah, exactly. And by that rule, and those are the people that will complain about things in the country, yeah,
those are the people who are like, well, what do you love about it? Because all it sounds like is you just hate things about it.
Yeah, so just leave it. You know, it's like, I don't know. It doesn't like piss me off. It just makes me disappointed, which is maybe worse. You know, when your parents are pissed off at you, right? It sucks, but when they're disappointed, it cuts a little bit deeper, right? Unless you don't experience anger or disappointment from your parents.
I don't experience emotions.
Oh, you don't experience them yourself or from them?
Either.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yeah, I stopped that.
You stopped that? Uh-huh. Put a little kibosh on that.
Put a stop to that.
And then something that you know, kind of ties in, I saw today, was I was on the highway at 287, and I saw this car on the side of the road, and I saw this flat. It was like a sedan, right? It was like your old Taurus almost.
The old Taurus.
Or it's actually probably more like an old cop car that they convert into a regular sedan. And out of the back of the trunk was this huge flag, and it looked like what was a Trump flag. You know those Trump flags that people fly?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, it's crazy. Maybe, you know, switch that one out. And the person had, and as I was passing, I saw it just said, fuck Biden. And I think at that point, I realized that it's, you know, these guys just want to have a flag, you know? It was before it was Trump. Now it's just.
I realized, like, just watching Facebook and watching the same people it's the same cycle. It does just a different president. Because I've been around long enough that Facebook has been through multiple presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And just how who's not your guy, you just shit on. You find. Yep. And they find ways to do it. They did it with Obama, then. Liberals did it to Trump, and then they're going to do it for the next 4 years to Biden, and whoever. It's literally a nonstop cycle. It goes back and forth.
It's become like sports fans, you know?
Right? Dude,
on both sides. I mean, it's just annoying. I mean,
my team's the best. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, your team sucks. Like, now I get it if it's against Tom Brady, right? Which I am all for the Tom Brady hate all day. But, you know, who gives a fuck? Politics is supposed to be boring, right? That was like growing up. It's like we didn't want to talk about politics. We're just like, that's dumb, boring. Who cares? Now it's like that's what everybody talks about. And it's like sports teams, and they got to have to fly their colors and stuff like that. It's just, you know, frustrating when I saw that. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on it, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, it is frustrating. The problem is, I don't know, like, it's just going to keep happening. It's not going anywhere until because people can live in ignorance now, and they can validate any of their arguments through the internet, like anything. You can make shit up. You can find a niche and have a group of people believe anything nowadays. And you can find comfort in, like, disassociating, and now it's on like mass scales because people are just living in a fantasy, and the problem is they think we're living in a fantasy. That's the genius of the whole ploy. It's like, well, how do you argue with that? Mm-hmm. How do you argue with, you know, if they think you're living in a fantasy, we think they're living in. If that's their. It's sad because it's so easy to step back from it all and be like, look at it. You can see it. It's almost like data on Facebook. It's just like, oh, another, like, because now you just think of it as a Republican or Democrat. Like, the people that post that shit, I'm just like, I'm like, you're just data. You're just, I've seen this on a loop 4 years ago and I've seen it all 4 years with people who hated Trump. Like, they, you know, whatever he said, they'd post a tweet about, and I'm not to say the things weren't true or whatever, but now it's happening with Biden.
I mean, it happened with Obama for 8 years. I mean, it's always going to happen. I think Facebook is a real problem. I deleted Facebook actually after the election 2016.
It's fluctuated to a lot more just older people, mm-hmm. and the highly opinionated people that need to comment and like say there would be like, I have a voice and I need to be heard and I need to argue with people in the comment section.
Yeah, man. And like the problem is,
I just like reading it. It's like entertainment to a degree, but seeing all this stuff, I'm like, it actually evokes a emotion,
mm-hmm. of like a visceral response.
And, yeah, which is not good. That's why I just try and step back and be like, oh my God, it's all garbage,
malarkey, right? But yeah, it's Facebook is like, it's such a problem. I mean, I would recommend you delete it. And now I know Jacob talks to you on Facebook, but make him text you or whatever. but it's just that has become a space for the older generation. And the older generation was a generation that, like, if it was printed, they believed it, right? You know, they didn't grow up with the internet to know that sometimes people are just making shit up.
Well, see, my issue is now also, like, age doesn't guarantee, like, ignorance. But a lot of people, like, I work with people who, you know, my boss, just, he'll be doing something, and instead of, like, learning something very simple on his phone, he just goes, I'm 63, I don't need to know,
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, why do I need to teach you this? I'm just like, you could learn this. But I have to do it for him because he's like, well, I'm just old. I'm like, that's not an excuse.
That's not an excuse.
You can,
man,
learn. You can. It's not as far as
there are people older than that doing shit that like they had no business doing, you know. But you know, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to, you know, broach the subject just a little bit, get a little tease of it. But something a little more serious that I saw on the road this week. Now, you know that we got a lot of snow over the past 2 weeks. I was driving and, in the middle of nowhere.
You're driving in the middle of nowhere.
Some country road. Now, I'm driving and there is woods, right? And then there's like one little clearing on the side of the road. It looks like maybe a path, like almost like a trailhead kind of thing. And on at that clearing, where all that snow was a 6 foot penis made of snow, yeah. A snow cock.
6 foot?
6 feet, easily.
How do you know it was 6 foot?
I imagined it was around my height. I'm rounding up a little bit because I'm 5'10".
Do you think a giant fell asleep in the snow?
It's kind of morning wood. It's like a fucking abominable snowman.
Maybe.
Abominable snow dick.
We just talked about the Yeti.
It's true, man.
Except
on the Wendigo boys.
It wasn't that big.
Yeah. I mean,
was that big, I would have rated the scariness much higher at the end.
Yeah.
I'd be like an 8.9.
For sure.
You're talking a 6 foot wang.
But yeah, listen to the Wendigo boys if you haven't. It's on the Nook Shots Network. We talk about spooky shit and
spooky,
and rate how spooky it is. But yeah, no, dude, this cock was huge, man. I mean, I appreciate that because in my head, sometimes I think like the juveniles these days aren't as fun. You know,
they aren't making enough snow penises.
They're not
That's
making.
Why I always say. In my day, we just had fields of snow penises.
It was snow penis every day of the week. But
yeah, when it snowed, you would see at least two or three.
But it warmed my cold, cold heart, that snow cock, that that somebody took the time to do it and at a place that just didn't, like, he or she was just like, you know what? There's going to be a couple cars that go by here, and at least one of them will appreciate it and maybe talk about it on a podcast.
Slow clap.
Yeah.
As you pass it, and you see the guy, and he just nods.
Yeah. And then he disappears, right?
Yeah. Into snow.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, there he goes. It's Jack Frost.
Making snow penises.
Yeah.
Snow cocks.
He's had to
It's a rooster, right? That was the plot twist.
Definitely.
It was a rooster.
Definitely a rooster, for sure. But, no, but it's nice that these juveniles are doing legit juvenile things these days.
How do you know it was juveniles?
Well, it was a juvenile activity, I would say. So I'm going to just give the juveniles the benefit of the doubt and say it was them. What is the benefit? I don't even know what that phrase means. I say it a lot. Benefit of the doubt? Yeah. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know how. What does it mean? I'm an idiot.
I'm going to give you. It means that I'm going to. I take it to mean just how it's used in certain sentences.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to say that it was true, or, you know, I'll believe you.
It's like, I'm assuming it's true or whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and believe you. You know,
it's just such a wacky combination of words.
Hey, let's benefit of the doubt.
Are you looking it up? Now, yeah. It's just like a weird, like, we all know it. I guess we all know what it means because we use it in context.
The state of accepting something, someone as honest or deserving of trust, even though there are doubts he may be lying. But we have to give him the benefit of the doubt and accept what he says for now. So you're going to give me the benefit of doubt. You're going to accept whatever I say is true, or whatever you say is true. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Gotcha. Still not grasping it. No, I'm kidding. It's a weird combination of words. But I'm gonna assume that it was juveniles making that penis. And I wanna say, if you're listening out there making snow penises, keep on doing it. You are appreciated. You are wanted. And you are needed in a society like the one that we're living in these days. That said, if I find you, I will kill you. because I heard that maybe you get a pot of gold if you kill the snow penis maestro.
Who did you hear that from?
Who did I hear that from?
Mm-hmm.
A leprechaun. I don't think he wanted me to take his gold, honestly. But
yeah, they don't like that.
I gave him the benefit of the doubt. So
yeah.
But speaking of snow penises and circumcisions, we watched the trailer for Justice League Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
What'd you think, man? I mean, so
I thought it was pretty cool, actually.
For context, Justice League came out was like 4 years ago at this point. Maybe not 4 years ago, 2 years ago or something like that. And it was a flop. Now what happened was at some point,
it wasn't good.
Yeah, it was not good. At some point during filming, Zack Snyder, the director, one of his children committed suicide. Very sad. RIP. So he left the project, and, Jossie Whedon boy, who directed Avengers, stepped in and finished it. Now, when that happened, it became a, like, you were watching two different movies scene by scene. I think that would be a fair way to put it. And it wasn't very cohesive.
Yeah, it was not great.
And over the past couple of years, Zack Snyder had been releasing, like, different shots that he had, you know, done, and, you know, his plan for the movie, and everybody, like, kind of gained this social media viral buzz about like releasing the Snyder Cut, like a director's cut version. And it built over time, and I honestly don't think we would have ever gotten it if COVID didn't hit and HBO Max didn't, like, kind of take off. Because I mean, it was like, it became like almost like a meme.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, all of a sudden, like, HBO Max is like, yeah, we're letting him finish it. And instead of him just adding a couple scenes, he's going to make it a 4-hour movie. So
that's what you do.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he really had a lot more. I think it seems like he's making Justice League 1 and 2.
When life gives you lemons, you probably just found lemons.
you make the Snyder Cut. But you watch the trailer. So, yeah, give me your thoughts initially on the trailer. Obviously, we see a lot of what we had already seen from the original movie. But there's a little more.
Yeah, but you see Darkseid. You see some cool shots that weren't in there. Superman shots.
Yeah, he's wearing the black suit.
Yeah, he's wearing the black suit.
Which is supposed to recharge him or whatever when he gets, he dies.
The sun, mm-hmm. Yeah.
See the Joker, which was not in the original.
Oh, yeah, you do see
Jared Leto's Joker, not Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Not the Phoenix.
And he says we live in a society, which was a big meme. So that was interesting. I think it was almost like very meta, so maybe... I'm hoping that they're going to have a little bit of a, you know, the dark grittiness that we expect from the DC movies with a little meta nonsense. So, I mean, it's going to be on HBO Max. I have a subscription and I'm going to watch it. 4 hours is a long time. Going to have to definitely clear a little bit of a schedule, you know, busy schedule, podcasting and, you know,
busy.
And finding that goddamn snowcock. Person, but I don't know. I mean, do you think what do you think comes from this, Dan? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, does this revive that universe? Like, I'll tell you what I think.
I think they're gonna have it come out. They're gonna see how many whatever reviews it gets and whatever, because everything's the internet now. You wait, and it's like, all right, people said the Snyder Cut was worth it, and maybe some of the, like, the Flash movie or the, the Cyborg movie, you know, maybe they're setting those up.
Yeah, maybe.
But if it flops, they get, you know, they don't get, maybe they're waiting to get greenlit. So
it's
think
possible.
Maybe if it does well, they'll... but Snyder already said he's not doing a Justice League 2.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this might be just kind of closure on the whole thing. It's tough to say because the first Justice League did make money, you know?
Yeah, it's like I think they're going to focus on Aquaman.
Yeah, Aquaman 2 is filming.
Making them money. Wonder Woman 2 sucked.
Oh, so bad. So bad.
They'll probably make another one and it'll they'll probably get better, right? Like the third one will probably be better just because this one wasn't good.
The third one's going to be present day finally, I guess. So that's,
well, I think it'll probably be better than the last one, but I don't, maybe not as good as the first. And we'll keep getting Batmans, you know. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Yeah. Still excited for the Robert Pattinson one.
Yeah. Whenever
we get to see
it. I think he's going to be a great Batman, but we'll wait and see. I don't know. You know, I think there was supposed to be a Flash movie, but what's his name's up to? He's doing, I don't know what he's doing.
Ezra Miller?
Yeah.
Isn't he the one who wants it?
From what I heard?
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that might hinge a lot on what happens with this Snyder Cut thing. I mean, it's hard to, like, with the HBO Max stuff, it's hard to, like, kind of convert. Like, I wonder what their metrics are for converting, like, views and, like, maybe HBO Max accounts opened into, like, what they would have expected at the box office, you know? Like, base future decisions on.
I'm sure they also have like things where they'll send out ads for the Snyder Cut, and if anyone subscribes because of it,
you know,
through those ads, that's another metric they can look at. I don't know. I'm sure they have some sort of way to measure what is profitable or compared to releasing it in the theaters.
Yeah, I guess we'll see, man. I guess we'll see. I mean, we'll watch it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it once we do. I think it's 2 weeks from now we'll get to see
two.
It. Oh, wait, no. Maybe it's the end of March.
It could be the end of March. It's longer, yeah. It's the 18th, I think.
Okay, about a month. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll see. We'll see how that happens. But anyway, it's going to bring us to the Rec Room, man. What do you got to recommend? You saw a movie.
Okay, it's a kid's movie, but it was funny. It was a lot of fun. The Croods, a new age. And I haven't seen the first one.
Oh, so there's a second one?
There's a second one, and it's good. There's a lot of adult humor in it, like a good amount. And Ryan Reynolds is the main character.
Oh, so, really? I thought, wasn't Nick Cage in that, or am I thinking something?
Nick Cage, yeah, he is the dad. Nick Cage is here. Let me see cast. Peter Dinklage is in it, I think. Emma Stone is the girlfriend. Ryan Reynolds is the main kid. Nicolas Cage, Leslie Mann is the one of the wives. Clark Duke is the brother who he just.
I love Clark. He's hilarious, man.
Oh, Cloris Leachman. She just died. She was the grandma in it. Dude, it's funny. It's like a funny. I mean, we went because we're going with Rachel's son, but it was I had a good time watching it, and Rachel said she thinks she liked it better than the original, which usually because apparently the original was good too.
Now, did her son enjoy it?
Yeah, he liked it.
Yeah, because yeah, I guess that's probably the true test, right, for these kids' movies.
He thought it was funny because there was these sloths, so there was like that, and then there were punch monkeys. Yeah, they're pretty cool. So there was like they did a good job. I'll say that.
I'm glad you did. So yeah, guys, check out The Croods if you're able to. If you got kids, if you don't have kids, sounds like you're still gonna enjoy it. I am recommending another video game this week.
Oh, a video game.
A bibio game. It's in early access, so I mean, it's not necessarily the full version, but it's called Valheim. It is a survival game, kind of set in this like Viking Nordic world. I was playing with our boy Matty Gorms and Matty Big Pat, Vin Dog, and Big and Joey. Crazy Joey, I guess we can call him. And it's pretty cool, man. You just kind of like land in this world, and Vinny has a server where we have our own world. And we can all fight bosses together, but you're going around, you're building your like fort, not fortress, I guess like your house, and you're fighting like these goblins that run around, skeletons. You can go on raids and stuff like that. We all did a boss that looked like a giant, like Treant, which was awesome. We all had to like stock. We had to like build all these fire arrows. It's really sweet. It's like both relaxing, and then like you can also do some kind of pretty intense, shit. And then you can also just go into a random server. And like have PvP, so like you could be like building your house, and some guy can come over and just try to kill you. So,
So you have to be on a specific server?
Yeah. So when you hop on, you choose a server. Now, like you can start your own. It can be public, so people can come in, or there can be private ones. So Vinny pays, as far as I know, he pays like kind of a service to kind of keep the server running. So that's always on, so anybody can just hop in whenever.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that through the cloud. Like, mm-hmm. You can buy individual servers.
Yeah, yes.
Or server space on a...
Yeah, like, yeah.
Through the cloud.
So, I streamed it a little bit, and Spoons. And, yeah, man, it's fun. It's cool. I'm excited to see what they do with the game. It was only my first time playing, but I played for like 2 or 3 hours, and I was sucked in, and I definitely only scratched the surface. And these guys have been playing for like 2 weeks now, and they have like giant houses and like all this different gear, so it's pretty sweet. But yeah, man, that's what I recommend. It's on Steam Arenas right now.
Check that out. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Other than that, man. fucking, it's good, good ep. And you can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns. You can find Dan, the Rumor Wreck. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/TommyJohns. We should be doing that 3007 reaction vid at some point. That'd be fun.
Oh yeah, yes.
We do. I can even set it up so we can maybe do it even virtually if we need to.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I got it here, so.
Yeah, I think you might be able to share your screen, and we can I can probably capture both of our cameras. And then, yeah, we have nookshots.com. We're 3 episodes in on the Wendigo Boys, and we're brewing up a fourth one, and it's going well. And just because, it's, you know, Bags posts his episodes eventually. You know, no pressure, Bags.
No pressure.
but other than that, check it all out, and see you.
Why'd you spill your beans, Tommy? Why'd you spill your beans?